Third base.
Although we probably will not continue until next week, given that it doesn't appear I'll be here the other nights of the week. The Mishnah has Rebbe speaking. Rebbe, the person who put together the Mishnah is in the first place, so he finally gets his say. I don't know if that's why it starts a new perek or not, but it starts with Rebbe. Rebbe, Aimer Ezehi Derech Yishara Shiyavar Lai Ha'adam. What is the straight path that a person should choose? Kol Shehi Teferes Le'oiseha V'Teferes Lai Min Ha'adam. Now, very simple meaning. We'll see the Pirush here momentarily. Simple meaning is that what a person does has to be beautiful in the eyes of like we say, Be'eni Hashem Va'adam. In the eyes of the Creator and in the eyes of human beings. I mentioned numerous times the idea Rav Palm likes to say from the Klei Yakar that just like animals have two simone kashrus and fish have two simone kashrus, a human being has two simone kashrus. The simone kashrus of the Benam Lachaveirai and Benam Lamakim. Just like a person who has one without the other, just like an animal that has one without the other is specifically prohibited in the Torah. So to a human being who has a teferes min Adam, he's wonderful to people, but he doesn't serve God properly. People say, you know, it's not so important to serve God. You see him, he's wonderful. It creates a chilul Hashem. Or the reverse, someone who serves God with great cheshek, but he's a creep. So people say, look what it is to serve the Rabbi Hashem doesn't do much for you. So the same thing that one or the other, one without the other, is disgusting. So the path a person should pick should have beauty in both. And be careful with every mitzvah. Now this is difficult. It says be careful with a mitzvah kala, just like a mitzvah chamura. Now people say, now we don't know which mitzvah is bigger and which one is smaller. So that's not true. There are a mitzvah for which the punishment is misa, is a bigger mitzvah, so to speak, than a mitzvah for which the punishment is a malchus. So some of the Gemara, it says that we have more aliyahs on Shabbos than Yom Tov. Shabbos is a greater kedusha. How do we know that? Because Shabbos, if someone violates Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. Someone violates Yom Tov, he's chayiv malchus. So there is an idea of a mitzvah kala and a mitzvah chamura. A mitzvah more strict and less strict. A say daichalois a say. One mitzvah could push away another. We know it's a, so to speak, a bigger mitzvah. An asay is daichalois. So we know an asay is bigger. Mitzvah, okay. Okay, I only meant to give it as an example that we know a matan schar. However, ainat yedeh matan schar shal mitzvahs. And the reason is the following. This idea is in the Kaivis Ma'amarim for Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, based on a Joshua Saran. He says that in every mitzvah that a person does, there are two aspects to the mitzvah. There is the Ever Hashem aspect, that a person does what God commands him. And then there's the fact that every mitzvah has an inherent value. Every mitzvah has a chashivus, has a value. So let's say you have a person that does a mitzvah shalai l'shma. He's not doing it because God said so. He's doing it because he wants people to give him honor. So he has one without the other. He's doing the mitzvah. It's a kiyum mitzvah. But he's missing, he's not developing himself as an Eved Hashem. He's not listening, he's not training himself to listen to God's word. On the other hand, sometimes you have a person who tries to do a mitzvah and he's unsuccessful. Let's say he takes a lulav and an esrig. Little does he know, this esrig is really a pasala esrig. He doesn't realize it. So Rabbi Chanan says such a person is the reverse. He's missing the kiyum mitzvah. Whatever the guf ha-mitzvah does, he's missing. But the kiyum ratzon Hashem, the fact that he does what God wants, he's an eved Hashem that he has. He went out and put his effort into doing the mitzvah. So that there are two aspects to a mitzvah. There's the kiyum ratzon Hashem. And then there's the guf ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah itself has an inherent value in the world. When it comes to a mitzvah whose schar is great, something is super important. When a person does that, in the aspect of the guf ha-mitzvah, he's doing something extraordinary. In being Ever Hashem, he's also doing something. But if you have another mitzvah, which is less important, let's say we can know it's a less important mitzvah. So in the guf mitzvah, it's less. But in showing as an Eved Hashem, it's really more. Why? Because, let's say I want to honor the king. And the king decrees that, you know, anybody who doesn't wish him happy birthday, his head's going to get chopped off. So I go, I wish him happy birthday. That shows that I like to listen to the king. Maybe I like to keep my head on. But then, there's a king who doesn't decree anything about wishing him happy birthday. You know, you wish him is good. You wish him is also good. I go, I wish him happy birthday. So in the Kima Mitzvah, not a Chashim Mitzvah, but as far as showing my connection to the king, it's much more. When I do a mitzvah kala, a mitzvah that's, so to speak, in the spectrum, less, but I go out of my way to do it, that shows a greater connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It shows a greater connection, a greater ahava to Hashem. So HaVizor ke mitzvah kala ke chamura, it's true. There are mitzvahs that we know are more chamur. Shabbos is a greater mitzvah than Yom Tov. Nevertheless, somebody who keeps Shabbos shows a certain level of love for Hashem. Someone who keeps Yom Tov shows a greater level. Someone on Chol HaMoed, he can really get away without showing honor for the day, and he wants to show honor for Chol HaMoed, so in the value of the mitzvah, it's less, but in the ava for mitzvahs, it's more. That's the idea of mitzvah kala, havizor mitzvah kala kechamura, shi'ato yedei amat schar shel mitzvahs. Because you don't know where the matan schar comes from. I'll give you a technical thing that's beautifully answered with this. If you have a mitzvah sasei and a mitzvah lo sasei, which one takes precedence? Asei doicha lo sasei. Asei takes precedence over a lo sasei. It means asei is a bigger mitzvah than a lo sasei. Yet, we have a rule that in a mitzvah sasei, you only have to spend a fifth of your assets. If an esrog costs more than 20% of your assets, you don't have to spend it on a mitzvah sasei. On a mitzvah lo sasei, though, to avoid a lo sasei, a person has to spend all his money. Now that seems to indicate that a lo sasei is bigger than an asei. Kasha, no? Asei is becha lo sasei. But if the asei costs too much, you're allowed to abandon it, not a lo sasei. What do you say to that? So the Ramban, in Parashas Yisrael, explains, along the lines of what we're saying, a mitzvah sasei shows ahava to Hashem. A lo sasei shows yira. Now, as Hashem says, do this, the king says, do this for me. It shows love. The king says, don't do that. That shows fear. Allah says, it's an avera. When you're doing something, showing love for the king is worth more than showing fear for the king. So an asay is more than Allah says. Showing love is more than showing fear. But when you're over, when you violate, if you don't show love for the king, one thing, you don't show fear, you're not even afraid of him? That's worse. So that, like on the human side, the lois asei is more, because now you're showing fear for the king. In the mitzvah itself, an asei is worth more. It shows love. But on the human side, on the connection to God, not doing a lois asei is worse. So this is the idea. Every mitzvah has, it's sort of like a mirror image. You know, you put it in the mirror. This is bigger and that's smaller, and you put it in the mirror. What's bigger before was smaller now, and it's inverted. Because in the goof, the value of the thing, it could be more. But in showing a connection to God, when you do a smaller thing, it shows a greater connection. I'm being clear, I hope, with this idea. I will see what Yetur Reb Chaim Volozhiner says.
It says, Matan Schar Shal Mitzvah, the Schar of the Mitzvah is only given for the aspect of the goof HaMitzvah, right?
No, Schar is both. Person gets schar for being a mitzvah. It says you're mechavin to do a mitzvah, and you're an onus and you don't do it. You still get schar. In other words, you try to shake a lulav and esrog. You buy one with a hefsher, and really the esrog is possible. So you get schar, even though, right? If you have machshava to do a mitzvah, and you tried v'nenas v'layasa, so you get schar kilu asa. You do get schar. So there is schar for the connection to God. Is also something. I don't know. I haven't gotten the schar yet. When I get it, I'll let you know. It's hard to know. We go for both, you know. We shoot for both.
Is an essay always the lo sasei?
Generally, exceptions, but typically. So that this pasuk teaches us that kibbutz avim is an exception because it says You're right. That means according to the rules it would break, but according to the Xeris HaKos. End of the Mishnah. V'have mechashev hefsid mitzvah keneged schara, schara veira keneged hefsida. And always make a cheshbon. If you don't do a mitzvah, keneged doing the mitzvah, always weigh one against the other. Histakel b'shloshet dvar v'einat aboli dea veira. And look at three things and you won't sin. Da'ma l'mayla mimcha. Look at what's watching you. Ayin raya. Oizin shemas. V'chal masecha b'sefer nechtavim. In heaven, there's a permanent recording device. So once upon a time, we were kids. We thought in heaven, they could have a record of every single thing everyone said, etc. Today, with all the cameras on the street, you have a record of, the NSA's got a record of everything, every step you take. Digital. So in heaven, they have digital too. What? So how many things this Mishnah, Tferes Leisah, Tferes Merah, Adam is one. Havizar Kimisachal Chamur is two. Mechashiv Hefsimisachal Eschareve is three. And Damal Mailam Lucha, you're right. It's actually four, even though most of the Mishnahs and Pirkei Avos have sets of three. I guess Rebbe was the author, so he got an extra one in. No, the Stakiel is three.
Four.
Ayin Raya, Ezer Shemaz, Kol Masecha. The Mashal Mailam Lucha is all three. Know what's above you? Three things. Alright, the Reb Chaim Volozhin is Pirish. Rebbe, I'm Ezi Derech Yishar, nearly Aderech Efshari. He says, I'm thinking of a Pshat. It's interesting. He says, Aderech Efshari, perhaps this is correct. I mean, Pisham and Rebbe B'tamid. Rebbe himself says in Masech Testamid, Ezo Derech Yishar Shiyavah Le'yadam, Yehav Esatei Chochais. That's a challenge. To love, how do you translate Tei Chochais? Criticism? Rebuke is better, right? Love people who rebuke you. Every time people are rebuking each other, goodness comes to the world and evil departs. To those who have a pleasant time, so this is one of the hardest things, to actually enjoy rebuke. Someone catches you. Usually, someone criticizes you about something and he's wrong, it doesn't bother a person. But if he criticizes and he's right, then that criticizes a person. It's very sobering, because when our wives criticize us, it usually bothers us. So, I don't know. It seems that they hit on something sometimes. Not your wife, I know. But to love criticism, to love rebuke, that's a tremendous madrega. It's an extraordinary thing to actually appreciate it. It's hard. You have to have a very special Rebbe to be able to do it. I like to mention one of my good moments. I don't have that many. But when I was a bacher and I davened for the Yamid in the yeshiva, I davened mincha for the Yamid, and Rav Palm called me over, and he told me that I mispronounced certain words in Chazaras HaShatz. I was very taken aback. I mumbled the thank you and walked away. And I thought about it, and I said, I probably did more things wrong, and I went back to my Rebbe, and I said, Rebbe, you criticized, you said I did something wrong, were there a few other things? He said, well, as a matter of fact, And I contrast that with many years later, there was a boy in the yeshiva who was an oval, a few brothers. One of them was an oval, David Micha Fili Yamid. And Rav Palm asked me to tell him exactly the same thing he had told me originally. So I went over and I told him, Rav Palm asked me to mention to you that the structure of a word you're mispronouncing. So this fellow said to me, Rav Palm was listening to my Chazaras HaShatz. I get my brother to daven from now on. I'm not davening anymore. He got his brother to daven for the Yavid whenever Rav Palm was there. And they were switching off daven. So I don't know. You're supposed to love rebuke. The difference is Rav Palm rebuked me. He knew how to do it. So I went back to him. This boy never had me tell him. So, it wasn't done the right way.
Noah says
he was a mashkiach in Pineville in 19 years. So 19 years, one brocha ever came over to him and said, "If you see anything wrong with me, let me know." Really?
Said, "I almost fell off my chair."
Very good. Certain things we get schar in this world. V'nirish Rabbi Kambala Haysev, she ain't mitzvah. Shavura Taiva Ubracha Ba'alayla. There's something else for which you get schar in this world. V'mitzvah Satechacha. And that is the mitzvah regarding rebuke, accepting rebuke. V'adala Manu Waisen B'mishnah Shah Mishum. Why is that counted in the Mishnah? Of Elu Devarim. K'bidavar Hazeh Asfar and they said it's Shabuvura Yecha Peres Ba'alam Hazeh. The things that are listed in the Mishnah are chidushim. When you accept rebuke, logically, you should get schar in this world. Why? Something good has its own value, and it has peiros. It causes other good things to happen. When you rebuke someone, you're doing a mitzvah, rebuke. And you're causing peiros, you're causing something good to come from it. Something good to come from it are the fruits of your teichacha. People are going to behave better. Havera yesh lekerem ve'en lo peiros. Havera has no fruit. Almani mekayim b'yechol mepri darkam. Havera shoyse peiros. If you have an havera that influences others, then it has fruits. Ratzalay b'shech tis a rabbim. A rabbim lamdu mimenu. The fruit of an havera is when someone else learns from him. Yesh lo peiros. V'she'en ois a peiros, en lo peiros. So what he's saying is that an havera itself is something dead. It doesn't have peiros. But if you influence others, it does have peiros. And the reverse by a mitzvah. So the mitzvah itself, you don't get schar in this world. But for the peiros of the teichacha, you do.
Are there guidelines like by Lashon Hara, who should do the rebuking and under what conditions? You know?
Well, the condition of rebuke is it has to be with love, and it has to be in a way, in a manner, where the purpose is to get the person to listen as opposed to just telling him he's wrong. That's the idea. A mitzvah that brings forth fruit is a higher level than other mitzvahs, because it brings results in this world. It's logical that because of a mitzvah that brings more fruit, shemeshiv rabin my oven, because it's built into tshuva shavura taiva ubracha balayim shapereisa via tzadik v'taivla. B'zeh shemevi rayim sham ekasul lo mechichim yinoim aleim tavi bracha taiv. To those who give teichacha, there's a pleasantness. To them comes the blessing of God. Haynu shiya taivla gam balayim hazeh. Zeh shomer Rabbi Kan. Getting back to our mission. Kabay Shomer B'Tamin. In Tamin he said, "Ezer der shiavar adam techacha." He says, "Kol shi teferes lo isev teferes lo min adam hain." Ki mitzvah techacha, shi mitzvah is a peres lo rabim vehavein. Saying a mitzvah that's a teferes lo iseha, that's pleasant to God and pleasant to people. So that, what's that? It means it's pleasant to God. It's a mitzvah to God. And it also has a byproduct. It causes people in this world to do more mitzvahs. Something that has those two products, so that's the derech shiyavar alai ha'adam. He's actually encouraging people not only to accept rebuke, but to offer rebuke, which I'm not encouraging everyone to do at one time, at this moment, but that's what he's saying. He's saying that it refers specifically, to rebuke and not to mitzvahs in general. This is a very original pshat of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So I think we're going to stop here. The Gemara says that to give rebuke, you gotta be careful because the reaction of most people, someone tells you do this wrong, they say, yeah, but you do that wrong. Which means it's not telling you you're right. Because you also do things wrong. You should say thank you for telling me I do that wrong and we'll both work on it. That's not usually the way the discussion goes, but someone once left an anonymous letter here in Shul for one of our Mispalim. And he left it on my stand, he said, I should please give it to him. He wrote a certain techacha, and he wrote, your friend. That's how he sounded. I was so big, if I should give it, I shouldn't give it, the techacha was correct. So what I did is, I sealed the envelope as if I never read it. And I gave it to the person. I said, somebody left this for you. The person came back livid. He showed me the letter where it said, your friend. He crossed out the R. He changed it to, your fiend. Your fiend? What kind of guy is he? I asked my friends. They said I'm not wrong. That's what he said. So I can't say this for Rabin, because it's someone who's not here tonight, but who Davin's here. But you know, it's sad when you don't accept Teichacha. It's bad enough someone doesn't have Eira, but in heaven they'll show him that someone rebuked him And he pushed the person away, you know, he should have hugged him, kissed him. But we all know, nobody likes criticism or rebuke. So, alright. That's a good lesson for the evening. Okay. Yemitz Hashem, I anticipate Shavasa B'Tammuz between Mincha Ma'ariv that will resume maybe earlier, but that's my anticipation. That's a week from Tuesday. Yemitz Hashem.